And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2015. It was on this day, 1930, the Motion Picture Production Code was put into effect. It was known as the Hays Code, after the Hollywood censor Will Hays. Guidelines for the depiction of sex, violence, crime, and religion in American movies. A list of 36 don'ts and be carefuls. It was made obligatory in 1934, and from then until 1968, films had to pass the production code in order to be released. The Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that the First Amendment to right to free speech did not extend to movies, so the film industry was nervous about government regulation, and they adopted the Hays Code, which said that crime must be punished, criminals should not be presented as sympathetic characters, pre- or extramarital sex must never be portrayed in a positive light, authority figures must be portrayed with respect, the church and the clergy must not be laughable or villainous, and showing drug use and interracial romance were outlawed. The Hays Code was the reason Ingrid Bergman got on the plane in Casablanca instead of Living in Sin with Humphrey Bogart. But in the 50s, a number of movies defied the Hays Code, such as Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot, and the production code gradually faded away. It was on this day, 1951, the Remington Rand Corporation signed a contract to deliver the first UNIVAC computer to the U.S. Census Bureau. UNIVAC stood for Universal Automatic Computer. It was the first American commercial computer. After the Census Bureau, the Air Force bought one, the Army Map Service, the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Navy, and then General Electric, and then Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. And it's the birthday of the Ukrainian-born Russian humorist and novelist Nikolai Gogol, born in the Cossack village of Soroshinsky in 1809. Wrote stories of his childhood memories of Ukraine in a book called Evenings on a Farm near Dikonki. Came out in 1831. It was a big sensation. In 1836, he wrote a play, The Inspector General. Gogol was disappointed, felt the play was misunderstood, spent most of the next 6 years in Europe, where he produced his most famous work, Dead Souls, in 1842. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, The Cat. The cat licks its paw and lies down in the bookshelf nook. She can lie in a sphinx position without moving for so many hours and then turn her head to me and rise and stretch and turn her back to me and lick her paw again as if no real time had passed. It hasn't, and she is the sphinx with all the time in the world, in the desert of her time. The cat knows where flies die, sees ghosts in motes of air and shadows in sunbeams. She hears the music of the spheres and the hum in the wires of houses and the hum of the universe in interstellar spaces, but prefers domestic places and the hum of the heater. The Cat, by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, from These Are My Rivers, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen, and by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.